sun and wind today is what we can expect for most of the province, and not just a gust of wind. It's going to be very windy, gusting at times to 90 kilometers an hour. So very windy today. It goes back to a little more normal conditions for tomorrow, but today we will be withstanding some strong winds. Well, I'm looking forward to this conversation. You know, on this program, we get to talk about so many different things, and I'm always happy to jump into these lively conversations that sometimes can be quite polarizing and tough. The temporary foreign workers is one where there's definitely a couple of sides to that issue, and we definitely hear that from both sides, and we've been opening it up for calls and for texts on that as well. But every once in a while, it's nice to do a bit of a palate cleanser. Let's talk about something that's a little more fun, that's a little more laid back, that's not quite as serious. And so the other day, as many of the conversations that I end up bringing to the air happen, it started with a conversation a few of us sitting around in the newsroom talking about school. Most of the people that were part of the conversation have kids in school. And so they say, yeah, first day of school, this was on Tuesday of this week, getting the kids to school. The next day, the follow-up is, how did it go? And the kids, of course, are especially the elementary school kids. They are coming back home at the end of the day full of stories. Mom, you're not going to guess what happened. Dad, today at recess time, we were outside. I mean, you know what those elementary school kids are like, telling those stories. And what happened then was the group of us that were talking, we started telling our stories. We started talking about, well, I remember when I was in school, and then blah, 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 fill in the blanks. There's some good stories. There was some fun stuff. It's amazing how easy it is for all of us to think back to elementary school and come up with a story, a teacher that made a difference, a smell that can take you back just like that. One of the guys that we were chatting with said he grew up in a small town. He went to they had grades 1 and 2 in the same classroom, and then when he moved to the grade 3-4 classroom, they ended up doing some moving around the school, and they stayed in the same spot. So they were in the same classroom for the first 4 years of his elementary school, and his desk was right at the back of the room by the pencil sharpener. He says, to this day, if I smell pencil shavings, it takes me back to grade 3. Goofy, the things you remember. I would love to hear from you. 1-877-332-8255. What is your memory? What is, maybe you've got more than one, maybe it's a teacher, but something that stands out for you from your elementary school experience. And for some of us, we have to think back a little bit further. So I went to elementary school in Abernethy, Saskatchewan. So the way it worked for us, we had grades 1 to, well, kindergarten actually, kindergarten to grade 6 in Abernethy. And then we were bused, the Abernethy kids were bused to Belcarris for grades 7 through 12. Kind of goofy. We don't have an elementary school in Abernethy anymore, but at the time it only went to grade 6. So we would go to school in town in Abernethy to grade 6. And I think about that old school that no longer exists, but has since been torn down, and some of the memories. I said earlier, in fact, I was chatting with the lieutenant governor about this morning. I remember Lil Demko. Lil was our custodian. She was the caretaker of the school. She was the sweetest lady in the world, and she would come around, especially to the young grades, in the wintertime after recess, would gather up the gloves, and in some cases, the toques of all of the kids, and would take them to the furnace room and lay them out. There was a couple of long, flat registers there. Lay them out on the register so that the snow and the ice would melt off of them. They would dry out a little bit so that once lunch hour came or the next recess came, she'd have them all back in the bucket for us outside of our classroom door. Everybody could grab their now dry and warm mitts to head back outside. I'm sure things like that happen now, but it just is one of those memories that stands out for me. What is it for you? 1-877-332-8255. I've got a text from Deanna saying, my mom used to buy fruit roll-ups all the time, and for whatever reason, they were a great currency in my lunch for trading for homemade snacks with other kids. So Deanna's using the fruit roll-up to get homemade cookies from other kids in the classroom. 1-877-332-8255. Alan says, my favorite memory in elementary school was when I was able to be picked to read morning announcements over the PA system. In our school, they used to let the grade 5, 6, 7, and 8 students do this. It would alternate between classrooms, and I was chosen a couple of times to go down to the office and read the morning announcements over the PA system. What is it for you? Favorite memory, something that takes you back to elementary school, 1-877-332-8255. Text line is open. Phone line is open. I would love to hear from you. Reading lines. Bob says, is anyone going to admit to have to stand on at the chalkboard at recess when your friends were going outside and you writing lines? Penance for the mistake you had made or the thing that you had done that you had to show you were sorry for. I don't think I ever I honestly don't think I had to write lines. I'm not saying I didn't get in trouble. I don't remember a teacher in elementary school making me stand at the board writing lines. 1-877-332-8255. Our teacher had a treasure chest full of little toys that we got for good behavior. I love that. By the end of the school year, I had about 15 things in my desk that I was able to choose from the treasure chest. Bill, thanks for your text. A couple of people texting in talking about the excitement around the Scholastic Book Fair or the book order. Do they still do that in school? Can you still order Scholastic books? Like, I remember that being, I used to bring that order form home. And my mom was a school teacher, by the way. She taught grade one. So she was well aware of how this worked. And I know often it was kind of like, nah, I don't know if you need to order that many books. But boy, that was a big deal. You got to order the books. And then, what was it, a month or 2 months later, the order would come in. You didn't want to be the one student to not get a book handed out. 1-877-332-8255. Oh, I like this one. Jill says, I grew up in Saskatoon, and our elementary school class, grade 4 class, had a hamster named Nibbles. And we took turns every weekend, as long as your parents said it was okay, kids in our class would take Nibbles home for the weekend to make sure that he was fed and looked after. Towards the end of the school year, one of my classmates let Nibbles out of the class, and without being too graphic, the family cat helped Nibbles live up to his name. Oh boy, that's a good one. Thanks for sharing. 1-877-332-8255. Have you got a memory? Let's go to the phone line. We're going to go to Prince Albert. Brian is on the line. Brian, have you got a memory from elementary school that you smile as you think about?
I do. I was blessed to grow up on a small farm and go to a very small school. Went to grade one, and we had a teacher by the name of Mrs. Opsahl. And there was 26 of us or some damn thing, 21 of us kids. And every one of us loved Mrs. Opsahl. And so when June of the following year came around and I discovered that I had passed and gone to grade two, well, I was so elated, so excited. Then I found out a little while later that Mrs. Opsahl wasn't going to be my teacher. So I decided to go on strike. I didn't know what strike meant, but I said, that's it. I'm done school. I'm going to just work on the farm.
And
to make a long story short, guess what? I didn't do very well in that strike. I lost my bargaining rate. I got legislated back to work. But it was. I love that woman. I do to this very day, and that's a long, long time ago. Yeah. But I have a question for you.
Sure.
I'm thinking about it. Where I went to school, everybody was connected to the agricultural industry, like everybody.
Yeah.
If you didn't grow up on the farm, you grew up in town supporting the farmers who were in that area.
Sure.
Today, when I think about kids going to school, my grandchildren, they don't have a clue what the farm is.
Even in the rural communities, do you think?
I Well, you know, the big question is how can they? Most of our agricultural land is farmed by so many big farmers today, and I suspect those boys are too busy to be teaching kids how to farm.
You know, I mean, this is anecdotal on my part, but boy, I have to think there's still a strong connection to the farm. I agree with you. I grew up, as you know, I've talked about in a small town, but I even think about the connections we have in our cities. I obviously live in a bigger city now in the province, and yet I talk to coworkers time and time again. They all have either a direct connection. They themselves grew up on a farm. They have family members that are associated to it. I think that connection in this province, in fact, on this, the 120th birthday of our province, I'd like to think that that's still a big part of our identity. And really, I'm guessing a lot of the memories, the phone line, by the way, the text line is crazy right now. So I'm going to, in the break, I'm going to take a look at this and we'll get some more of your texts on the air. But I do think that connection to rural Saskatchewan is something that sets us apart. It's unique about our province and is something that I treasure deeply. Okay, I want to hear your great memories growing up, a great elementary school story, memory. It could be the games you played at recess at lunch hour. It could be experiences. It could be teachers. We just heard about Mrs. Opsel, who was a great teacher, clearly, for Brian growing up. What would it be for you? 1-877-332-8255. Phone lines are wide open. Text lines are blowing up. More of your thoughts when we come back here on 650 CKOM, 980 CJME. Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years? Funny and good text messages coming in. 1-877-332-8255. Your favorite elementary school memory, and they are flooding back in. I was just talking about the book fair, or do they even still have that? Marianne from Prince Albert said, you will be happy to know they still have the Scholastic Book Fair days. My grandchildren love them as much as my children do. There was a text here I saw too. Someone said, I was just talking the other day about the bookmobile. Remember the bookmobile? Like it was like a van that came by and actually, yeah, here it is right here. Brenda from White City. I was just explaining the concept of the bookmobile to some grown city kids last weekend. A school bus renovated into a mobile library came by the rural schools every 4 to 5 weeks. I remember, I hadn't thought about the bookmobile for a long time, Brenda, but I totally remember what you're talking about. Cheryl in Battleford said, the smell of the gel hectograph. I don't know what a hectograph is. Is it like, we had a, I think it was called the Gestetner machine in the Abernethy School. Is that, it's like a printing machine. I'm assuming that's what we're talking about here. Cheryl, the texting, oh, I see from Fielding. Thank you for the text. Also, Cheryl says, geraniums on the windowsills of our classrooms. The whole wall was windows and full of geraniums. 1-877-332-8255. Hectograph. That's a new word. That's a new one for me to add to my vocabulary today. Let's go to Nadine in Macklin. What's your school memory, Nadine?
Well, I'll tell you about the hectograph. First of all, that's a jelly pad. And you would, with indelible ink, write out what you had to write on your paper and press it on that. And then you could paper, press clean paper on it, and you'd get the same.
So it's like a printing machine, basically.
Well, it was, yeah, but it was a more a coffee thing.
Oh,
you just pressed
okay. Yeah,
on
making copies. Yeah, but could you smell it?
That was a long
like,
time
was there
ago.
A smell?
80 years ago, you know.
Was there a smell?
It had a smell. A distinct smell. Yeah.
Okay.
But
okay.
No, my memory is of grade one. I didn't know anybody except the neighbor's girl, and the first day at school, well, we were told that the bathrooms are downstairs. It was a four-room school, two upstairs and two downstairs, with bathrooms in the basement. Well, when we had to go to the bathroom, we wanted to go, and so we went down the right side, the left side of the stairs, and the then when we come up, they were laughing at us. They said, oh, you were in the boys' bathroom. Well, how did we know that was the boys' bathroom? The girls was on the right side. We didn't know. I'm sure the teacher told us, but, you know, when you're in grade one, it doesn't register.
Of course. It's all new, and you probably didn't make that mistake again.
No, we sure did.
didn't. I love it. Thanks for sharing the memory, and thanks for clearing up what a hectograph was. Someone else just texted in, said, yes, Evan, I remember the Gestetner, but I, too, did not know what a hectograph was. So it makes me feel a little bit better. Let's go down to Estevan, Saskatchewan. Brian is on the line with an elementary school memory. What is it, Brian?
Hey, brother. Yeah, you would remember these people. In grade five, I had Janice Doherty.
Yes.
And then grade seven, her husband, Bob, who were two fantastic teachers. I think I lost you there.
Yeah, we had some kind of a little power surge. Are you still there, Brian?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, yeah, I'm not sure exactly what happened there, but we kind of clicked off for a second. Okay, so you're talking about Bob and Janice Doherty. Janice taught elementary school. Bob was in junior high school.
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, and your memory?
Oh, they're just fantastic teachers, wonderful people, and they say still communicate with them on Facebook.
Yes.
Which shows how old I am, too, but yeah, no, it's... Always great. They're good memories, and you probably and Hab Love, of course, in high school.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, that's the thing, right? Teachers really, really could make a difference. You didn't, by the way. You didn't have Mrs. Bray in grade one, did you, Brian?
No, I didn't. I went to school in Belcaris. I was too old for that.
Okay, sounds good. Well, I know my mom, Linda Bray, taught grade one in Belcaris for I think 38, 39 years. We always used to bug her. She couldn't get out of grade one for 38 or 39 years. But nonetheless, lots of great memories. The text line has been so busy. I want to get to some of these texts. Phone line is open for you as well. 1-877-332-8255 is the number if you want to call in or if you want to text in. So Chuck from Gull Lake says, my given name is Charles, but we always had two classes at school. I go by the name Chuck. The other kids... we're wondering, who's this new kid? There's a new kid coming to school. Charles, when his name was listed on the classroom door. Charmaine Bird, now Charmaine Ermine, says, my favorite elementary school memory in Christopher Lake was trading my bannock with classmates for snacks. Boy, I would have been lined up for that. I love bannock. I would have been lined up for that. Although I don't know, my fruit roll-up would have been good... trade fodder for your bannock, Charmaine. I'm not sure, but memories from school. What are your favorite elementary school memories? Phone lines open for you. 1-877-332-8255. We'll be right back here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Some good school memories coming in. Some of them are pleasant. Some of them maybe not so pleasant. We're talking about the smells. Some people have been talking about the smell that takes them back to the school days. Christine and Regina, I remember the bleach smell of the Comet cleaner that I had to use to clean off all the doodling I did on my desk while I was in detention. And the brown paper towels didn't work very well. They made a weird paste from the cleaner. It was very hard to clean off. Christine, thanks for that memory. A few people talking about remembering going to schools with nuns in the schools as teachers. Bernie saying they were allowed to go out and ring the recess bell, an old handbell that they rang just outside the door. Bernie, thank you for that one. Dee from Saskatoon, 62 years old, went to a one-room school. We were taught by nuns. My grade had four of us in it. Sister Emma and Sister Alice were the best. Sister Emily, not so much. thanks for the text, D. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Wawota, Saskatchewan. I got Alan on the line. How are you today, Alan?
Pretty darn good. You, sir?
Not too bad. Your memory, what do you remember from school? What brings back a smile?
What brings back a smile to me is being in the principal's office just about every day.
You were that guy?
I was that guy that was always in trouble. All my school pictures from second grade till sixth I had to stand next to the teacher. And a few of the years, I wasn't even allowed to get my pictures taken because I had fractured my skull and looked so terrible during picture day that they wouldn't take a picture of me.
Oh, no. So, and growing up in a small community, I mean, I'm guessing you see the teachers outside of school.
Well, actually, I grew up in Southern California.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, what brings you to Canada?
I married a Canadian woman down there. We came up here for our honeymoon so she could show me where she came from and never went back.
Never left. Well, we're glad
to
have you.
1997.
We're glad to have you. Thanks so much for joining the program today, Alan. 1-877-332-8255. High school memories, yes, there's a few people that are submitting those, but I would suggest the majority of what we're getting today is elementary school memories, some great ones flooding in. I want to go back to the phone. I got Dylan in Saskatoon. What do you got for me, Dylan?
Well, a lot of your listeners will remember my dad, Greg Wolf. He was a very fun guy, and he was our chaperone for our camping trip one year. And we were in a truckload of guys, and we were driving down Circle Drive, and we came up on the truckload of girls, and the teacher, I won't say your name just out of embarrassment, but we passed them and Dad said we should all roll down the window and moon them. So we did. And then after we passed them, Dad slowed down in an effort to make them pass us, and they caught on pretty quick and they outright refused. So we were driving down Circle Drive at about 40 kilometers under the speed limit, just trying to get them, willing them to pass us, and they wouldn't do it. But then a couple years later at our graduation ceremony, my dad gave the send-off speech to the students, and he retold the story, and everybody was laughing, except he told it saying that the teacher of the girls' car was the one that mooned us, and he couldn't believe that they had mooned us. He thought that was so immature of
just
them.
Just a little twist of the truth, eh?
And that teacher was in the crowd, and I could tell you she was just chomping at the bit to get up there and correct him, but he wouldn't let her.
That's a good one. Thanks, Dylan. I appreciate you joining the show. 1-877-332-8255. So many great school memories, and it's such a distinct thing for everyone. And let's stay on the phone line. Stay in Saskatoon. I got Bob next. Bob, what's your memory?
My memory is going to Buena Vista in 64, and we were in the upper floor there of the school itself.
Yeah.
And had Mrs. Kirkpatrick. And we had fire drills. School was made, I believe, in 1912. We had to go into this hollow tube, which was a slide, and sliding all the way down during the course of the fire drill.
You know what, Bob? Someone just texted in saying the same thing. They love the fire drills because they could go down the slide on the outside of the building.
Oh, absolutely.
Wow. Because we had two stories on our school, but we didn't have a slide.
We had a slide. It was the same kind of slide as the across the street from the Besbro for the YMCA, and they had the same kind of slide.
Is that right, eh? Well, so you look forward to fire drills.
Oh, absolutely. We had to even carry our boots up to the classroom and put them in those little lockers they had from about 1912 and all that. I thought that was unique.
Yeah, that's good. And I like it. Whoops, sorry, Bob. I think I cut you off. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you.
Oh, that's good, Bob. Thanks so much for calling in. 1-877-332-8255. Let's keep going on the phone. Bev from Saskatoon. A memory that makes you smile? Is it a happy memory? What do you got for me, Bev?
Well, it's happy, but a happy ending.
Okay.
So when I was in grade, so I was born with this strong desire to be a singer. I always wanted to be a singer, but God forgot to give me the gift of singing. So I was not a good singer. And in grade four, they had a choir at my school in Regina. And I tried out for the choir, and they wouldn't let me in their grade four choir because I didn't have a good voice. And I was so crushed, but my teacher, Mrs. Franklin, let me sing a solo in front of the classroom afterwards.
Wow.
And I just thought, what are you thinking outside the box? Like, she knew how crushed I was, and she was a wonderful teacher, and I just loved her. But that was, I mean, grade four. Come on. Why couldn't any kid join a choir in grade four?
Right.
Right? Yeah.
And anyway, so I'm excited that you want to sing a little bit of your solo right now for us, Bev.
Oh, yeah. I will sing Born Free for you right now.
Bev, I appreciate you calling in. Thanks so much. 1-877-332-8255. So here's another one. This is Barry and Shaunavon. I knew I'd seen a text. Big memory in elementary school was the fire drills in the second story of the school where we got to slide down the huge metal fire escape slides. Lots of fun. I knew I had read that somewhere. Lynn in Regina went to school in Dysart, Saskatchewan, said that they had a raven in their school that could talk. I'm sure there's other kids from Dysart that'll remember that one. Jerry in Osler says elementary school SRC elections where we were taught to exaggerate what we would do for students if we won, like putting soda pop in the water fountains. Did you get elected on that campaign, Jerry? 1-877-332-8255. Lots of great calls coming in. Here, let's go to Perry in Osler. Perry, we have you on this show all the time talking about serious topics. I'm glad you're going to share with us a school memory. What do you got?
Yes, the last country school in Saskatchewan, Penner School, and the principal was Mr. William B. Bourne. And he had polio, and he taught us never to give up, to work hard and play hard. He would go out an entire afternoon and play baseball with all of us. So we'd get our work done and we'd go out and after dinner, and before you know it, the school bus was in this picking us up because we forgot that, hey, it's 3:30. We've been playing ball all afternoon. And we were all best friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some good memories from those country schools, no question about that, Perry. Thanks for the call. 1-877-332-8255. Amy in Warman says, a memory from elementary school, how about the goldfish that didn't seem to die? I swear, the one goldfish at Meath Park School lived my entire kindergarten to grade 12 school experience. Returning from summer each year, you have to go check. Yep, still alive. And Amy goes on to say, yes, by the way, the book fair is still a thing in schools. How about this one? Randy with the text saying, my best memory from school was noon hour intramurals, but town kids weren't allowed to stay for lunch. Intramural started at 12:15, so it was a wild rush. Go home, eat as quick as you can, and then get back to school for intramurals. We had them over the lunch hour as well. I remember looking forward to that as well. My first day of grade one I don't think I have a name on this one. My first day of grade one, when the bell rang for recess, 1965, I ran home because I thought school was done. 2 hours, day's over, recess bell's gone. 1-877-332-8255. Let's grab a couple more callers before we take our next break. Let's go to Michael in Saskatoon. School memory, what would it be for you, Michael?
Well, I graduated in high school in Saskatoon here in 2007, and I walked across the stage and got my diploma or whatever, and then a few kids behind me, this one kid starts walking across the stage too, and the kid behind him, we had robes on, graduation robes, and they zipped in from the front. Well, this kid flipped his around and got the kid behind to unzip, and he wasn't wearing anything underneath it.
Oh, boy. And did it cause a stir?
Oh, yeah. Everyone was laughing. Everyone was in shock. Till this day, that's probably not the smartest thing for that kid to do, but it's the one thing I remember about.
Well, it's continued to live on our radio program today, so thanks for calling. Let's go to Ross in Regina. School memories. Have you got one for me?
Well, back in 1955, 1956, there were still air raid drills in Regina.
Is that right?
And we were told to hunker down under our desks.
Wow.
And looking back at it now, it probably wouldn't have done any good.
Right. So how would it work? Like the siren or the air raid siren would go off and then you would basically climb under your desk?
That's right, yeah. And cover your head with your hands and...
Wow.
And then hope for the best, I guess.
That's really... I mean, when you think of it, that's not that long ago.
Yeah, there, and the air raid sirens were throughout Regina.
Is that right, eh? Well, thanks for sharing that. I mean, it's interesting to say that now our students are practicing lockdown drills and secure the building drills more for a domestic threat. If you know, someone with a firearm or someone who's posing a threat in the school. We just had Sergeant Todd Jerome on the radio Tuesday of this week talking about what those types of drills look like in our schools. Thanks for sharing that, Ross. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We are going to finish up the hour with great school memories, some great texts coming in on the text line. Phone line still open for you as well. What is your favorite memory? What is the memory? You think back to elementary school right away. You get a vision of this. Let us know. 1-877-332-8255. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Interesting to me how many people that are sharing great memories or strong memories they have from elementary school have to do with smell and the sense of smell. Lots of people, we have talked about the Gestetner machine, the Hectograph, I think was one of the ones. Courtney in Saskatoon, my school had a mimeograph machine. All the, early versions of the photocopier that schools enjoy the technology of today. Sheldon and Estevan, one of many kids who probably have this memory, their teacher trying to make them use their right hand instead of their left. Sheldon said, when I was in kindergarten, I remember my teacher trying to make me not left-handed. Well, I won. I'm still left-handed. Gosh, I hope that's a practice they don't still do. I'm guessing they don't. But it was a thing. Lots of people have those memories from school. The smell of the small gym after lunch hour. Oh, Matt, I can only imagine. 1-877-332-8255. How about this one? From Shelbrook, Saskatchewan. Before the days of microwaves in the school, we brought our supper leftovers in a jar, heated up in a tub of water on a hot plate so we could have a hot lunch in the winter. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go back to the phone. Glenn, Melville, Saskatchewan. How are you today, Glenn?
Very well, thank you.
Good. You got a memory for me? What is it?
Well, this goes back to 1955, my first day of school. Growing up on an agricultural farm, 4 miles away from our one-room schoolhouse, 12 kids, basically. My first day, my mom and dad hitched up the old plow pony into a homemade two-wheeled cart and sent me off to school for the 4 miles. Got there just fine. When I get to school, the grade eights, there were three of them at the time, helped me put the horse in the barn, unharness her, put the buggy away. And that was my first day of school. After school, the grade eights helped me harness up, sent me on my way home. So that's my memory.
I love it. And that's not a memory that many people, well, many will have, but not, I didn't experience that. I remember hearing some stories about that, but I didn't have that experience. But I love that you shared that. Thank you so much for joining the show. We were talking earlier, in fact, I think it was our first caller, that wondered about the understanding of the importance of agriculture in Saskatchewan, the connection between many rural communities and the urban communities. Well, I've got a text here from Dave who says, I remember growing up on the farm, going to a country school until grade five. Then my dad got a different job and we ended up moving to the city. In my first year, grade six in the city, we took a field trip to a farm. And I remember thinking, this is boring, but the rest of the kids in my class were absolutely fascinated. Thanks for the text. 1-877-332-8255. Frank says 10 million crickets chirping in the school until about October. Yeah, I think our old school had some crickets in it as well. We were talking earlier. I said, I don't think I remember, and maybe I've just got selective memory, but I don't remember having to go and write lines. Not to say I didn't get in trouble, but I don't remember having to do lines. Sheldon says, I had to write lines a few times. We would take the chalk holder that held five pieces of chalk. It was used to draw parallel lines on the chalkboard, and we would write five lines at once. Another punishment was having to take the chalkboard brushes outside and bang them against the school to knock all of the dust off of them. Thanks for the memories. Boy, this was a great segment. Lots of great texts, lots of great calls. We appreciate it. Great school memories. There for a lifetime, and always happy to hear them from the kids and the grandkids now when they're coming home after what is the first week back to school. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.